Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Our guest today on Faith and Freedom is Bill Murray. Bill Murray is head of the Religious Freedom Coalition, and he has written an amazing book that I highly recommend. It is called Utopian Road to Hell, Elitist Enslaving the World with Central Planning. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Welcome, Bill, to Faith and Freedom.
Great to be on with you, Matt.
Bill, you were one of the speakers at The Awakening 2016, and I appreciate all that you have done and are doing for the kingdom. For those who may not be familiar, you were the young boy, the little boy who was the plaintiff in the case that went to the United States Supreme Court. Your mother, Madeline Murray O'Hare, is very well known for taking prayer out of school. You were the little boy at the time who was raised in a Marxist environment that ultimately was part of that legal case and later became a Christian. So your background was raised in the background of what is the subject matter of this book, Utopian Road to Hell. Tell us about your book.
That is precisely why I wrote the book, that and we find ourselves once again in the 21st century headed toward this utopian line of thinking, even though in the 20th century more people died at the hands of utopian-oriented governments than died at the hands of all of the wars in all of the history of mankind. We're headed back there. I was raised in this ideology. A lot of people identify me and my mother with atheism and think of her as, oh, the atheist that removed prayer and this and that and the other thing. But atheism in the beginning was actually secondary to her. She was a Marxist at heart. She attempted to defect to the Soviet Union in 1960, which, a long story, but which led to the prayer in school fight. She wanted prayer out of schools because she saw it as one of the triad of legs that supported the capitalist system. And if it was kicked out, then the capitalist system would fail and we could have this dictatorship of the proletariat. And ideologues like herself could design a society which would provide the needs to all the people and create a utopian heaven on earth for everyone. So I was raised in that culture, and I understood that culture. Fortunately, I came to know Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior at age 33, and even before that, I gave up on this utopian nonsense. Actually, I gave up on it when I got my first check and saw how much the government took out of it to try to create a utopia.
That kind of changes your perspective.
Yeah, and it is. My mother had difficulty holding down a job. She had a horrible personality, and the only job she ever held for more than a year was with the federal government, which tells you something. Normally, she'd only last some probationary period, 30 or 60 days, because she was always, she'd get there and a week later, she'd be telling the boss how to run his company because she in her mind, had this superior intellect. And that led her to Marxism, and that's another big fallacy. People think that Marxism thrives on college campuses. It doesn't. Some weird form of social experiment there, and some kind of socialism is there. But not true Marxism. There are no quarter of million-dollar professors that are vested that want to give that all up in order to struggle through and take out of the pot whatever somebody else tells them they need.
So what exactly, for those that are listening, what would the definition of Marxism be? What is involved? What's part of its ideology?
Well, the core of Marxism is from each according to their ability, to each according to their need. Not their wants, their need. So we imagine this giant pot, and everybody works as hard as they can and throws everything into that giant pot. And then they go over to the pot, and they only are allowed to take out of that pot what someone says that they need. And in there is the core problem. This is what happened in the first settlement in Virginia. It was that kind of a social experiment where nobody owned private property. Everybody was supposed to work as hard as they could. There was the common fields. Everybody worked in the common fields, and as a result, they almost starved to death. After a year of that, the governor said, no, we're going to have private property. People are going to grow on their own plots, and then they can trade, and the colony prospered. And this is what happens with Marxism and socialism. It's what happens with fascism. A lot of people don't understand this, but Nazism is the same kind of central planning of creation of a utopian state as Marxism, where the government decides what everybody needs. And it is always destructive. It always starts out, or many times does, with a democratic idea, like it did with Marx, like the French Revolution, where it started there with a democratic idea, with Bernie Sanders, where it starts with a democratic idea. But soon, that doesn't work. Very, very rapidly, it doesn't work. And people's things have to be taken away from them forcibly because they don't want to give them up. And they have to be forcibly stopped from taking what they want and given only what they need. And it winds up in death and destruction. In the 20th century, tens of millions of people died, not in wars caused by this fantasy, but at the hands of their own government because they would not cooperate with the forced collectivism and central planning.
Well, the book has the main title and a subtitle. And the first part of it, the main title, is Utopian Road to Hell. And as I've read the book, and I highly recommend this book by William Murray, Utopian Road to Hell, it is a must read. And it will keep you riveted, but it's very informational. But the Utopian Road to Hell has one theme, and that is all of these people, whether they're Marxists, whether they're Nazis, whether they're fascists, like Mussolini and others, they all have this idea that they want to have this utopian kind of environment. And so in order to accomplish that, they have this idea that government has to control, and government is the central planner. Government is going to take from those who have and give to those who actually need, not what they want. So as a result of that, there's also a third thing that I have pulled from this book, and that is when they go on this utopian road to hell and they have this central planning and they take from those who have and give to those who need, there's always something standing in the way of that success, and they target it. What is that?
The gospel of Jesus Christ. Karl Marx, Adolf Hitler, all of them. You know, people think, the Jews say, oh, well, the Nazis were Christians. They were far from it. The first thing that Hitler did was to take prayer out of, beside taking guns away from everybody, was to take prayer out of school, mandate control, try to establish a state religion that actually went back to pre-Christianity, and a cult, anything to draw people away from Jesus Christ, because Christ represents freedom of the individual. That's what the Lord brought us, was that freedom. That concept has to be destroyed. Also, God's original plan for rationing, that has to be destroyed as well. And I use the term rationing so people then understand. In all of these communal societies, these utopian societies, everything has to be rationed because there's no system of currency. It's like in the Soviet Union, bread that cost 50 cents a loaf to make was sold for 5 cents because they thought that satisfied the people's needs. But because it was so cheap, the people had to get paper rationing certificates in order to get it. And God has a rationing system, too, and it's very simple. You work hard, you produce a product, you take that product, and you trade it for other people's products, and there's plenty for all. It's a very, very simple system. In the governmental central-controlled systems, it gets complicated It is contrary to God's plan for humanity. It is contrary to the freedom of the individual and of the power of the family that we get through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. So that has to be destroyed in order for this to succeed. It's why Hitler did it. It's why Stalin and Lenin did it. It's why Mao did it. It's why they suppressed the church in Cuba. It's why they killed Christians in Cambodia. The destruction of Judeo-Christian ideals is important to the success of Central Planned Community.
You're listening to Bill Murray, the head of Religious Freedom Coalition. His website there is religiousfreedomcoalition.org. And ask for the book, Utopian Road to Hell. For more information, you can also go to Liberty Counsel's website on this and other topics. Again, that website is lc.org. We'll see you next time.
You have been listening to Faith and Freedom with Matt Staver of Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Working together, we can make a difference. Get informed and stay involved. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org. That's lc.org. And tune in next time right here for Faith and Freedom.